morning, Lutheran Social Service. This is Julie.
Hi, yeah. This is Jeff Carmack calling from KVSC Radio for Connie.
Oh, well, you'll have to call her. She doesn't work in this particular office, but I can give you her number.
That would be awesome.
Okay, just a second. Okay, that would be 320-654-1090.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you can't hear it?
That might be a...
I don't know. Can you hear what I'm talking? Okay, right on. There's the adjustment there. Oops. Phone hung up before they answer.
Is my mic on, Jeff?
Oh. It is now.
Crisis Nursery, this is Connie.
Hi, Connie. This is Jeff Carmack calling from KVSC Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Jeff. I am well.
Very good, very good. I've got Kim and Justin with me here, too. We're all on the phone at the same time.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Excellent. Can you hear everybody all right?
I can.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, We're just going to be chatting for, we got about a half hour or so. If you know that works for you, if you've got to bail out at some point in time, that's cool. We're not live, so
right.
Yeah, I'm going to edit so everybody sounds good. So if you need to check something or you know, you say a bunch of ums like we have been. And of course, that's how I start. Yay.
Hold one moment, Kara. Make sure your phone is on vibrate, okay? All right, go ahead.
Yep, that's always a fun thing, too. I got my phone shut off. Yay. Okay, so, how about we just start off and everybody can introduce themselves. Connie, how about we go with you since you're on the phone with us, joining us on the phone?
Sounds good. Connie Orth, and I run the Crisis Nursery here in Stearns, Benton County. And we are under the umbrella of Lutheran Social Service, and we've been here for 16 years.
Nice.
Okay. Great. My name is Kim Salitris, and I am the manager of volunteer services at Anna Marie's Alliance.
Okay. Let's see here. How about we try that again, actually? I was getting a weird echo.
I'm Kim Salitris, and I'm the manager of volunteer services at Anna Marie's Alliance.
Excellent, excellent. That works. Justin?
My name is Justin Michael, and I'm a community organizer here in St. Cloud.
Awesome. So there's a kind of a neat thing that's going on. It's kicking off today, Thursday, and running through the new year. It's I guess you could call it a community partnership, if you will. You want to kind of tell us what's going on, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. This Thursday, today, through the end of the month, we will be raising diapers for five local organizations, the Anna Marie's Alliance, Lutheran Social Services, Catholic Charities, the Place of Hope Ministries, and the Salvation Army. There's that the reason why we're raising diapers is because diapers are a commodity that are in constant need for our local organizations that are on the front lines assisting battered women, people in poverty, the homeless, and refugees in central Minnesota. And right now there seems to be a lot of national tension around a lot of these issues, but I think that we can all agree one thing that we can do as a community are help the tiniest members of the St. Cloud metropolitan area, which are the babies that are in desperate need of diapers and their families as well.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those things you don't really think about it at first. You know, what are the needs of the community and, well, diapers, you know. So, Kim, can you tell us a little bit about the need for diapers here in the community?
Absolutely. At Anna Marie's Alliance, we are not just a shelter for battered women and children, but we also provide a lot of different services to the community. But as far as diapers go, you know, you have a mom and small children who are fleeing domestic violence, all right? Most often they come with the shirts on their back, maybe a couple of clothes, but they're certainly not lugging boxes of diapers. And even more often than not, can they afford those diapers? So it is wonderful to be able to help our moms, our children, give them everything that they need when they come to the shelter. And diapers are huge. As a matter of fact, right now, well, our capacity at Anna Marie's shelter is 36 women and children, and 98% of the time we are at capacity. And I will say that as of this morning, 85% of our children that are living in the shelter are in diapers. We have children 4 months on up right now. So, and diapers are expensive, and we are definitely in need of diapers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Connie, what's your guys' situation like with your need of diapers?
Well, our mission is to prevent child abuse and neglect. And I actually used to work at Anna Marie's, so I'm very passionate about it here in our community. And as of right now, so I store all of our diapers in the bathroom of my office.
Yeah.
And right now, I have no 4s, 5s, or 6s. None. I'm all out. It tends to be, and maybe Kim would agree, that tends to be the most popular size that children are in, and they are very expensive. Sometimes I get crisis calls just needing diapers until they get their next paycheck. Mm-hmm. And then I find out they need other resources, and I can support them other ways as well. So this drive is an amazing awareness to our programs in our community that need support, as well as supporting our families. And as Kim said, they're very, very expensive, and sometimes that's the last thing that parents are thinking about. They have to afford their rent, they have to pay for their electric bill and their food to survive, so diapers might come second or third on the list.
Well, exactly. That's one of those sacrifices about being a parent. You're taking care of all those bills that are necessary, like insurance and rent and electric and all that. But then you still got to buy other stuff like food and other things. And then the diapers, that's such a critical thing, you know, especially for, you know, young parents who maybe weren't aware of the mass volume of diaper need until it's there. But then that, of course, then it creates kind of a spiral, you know.
It does.
Yeah. So and then, you know, like you said, it then that leads to maybe identifying other things that they might need help with. But that's that one thing at first that, you know, they're not aware of, but then they're very painfully aware of it.
And let's not forget, along with diapers, you need wet wipes.
Yes. They tend to go hand in hand, don't they, Connie?
Exactly. Or butt and butt. Sorry, I didn't know if I was supposed to say that, but.
Oh, yeah, I think we're fine with that. So the goal of the diaper drive, there's an actual goal, a number of diapers that we're looking to allocate. How did that come about?
Well, after talking with folks like Kim and Connie, as well as representatives from Catholic Charities, the Place of Hope Ministries, and Salvation Army, the need was very, very strong. And 100,000 diapers, that is a very large number, but also besides the need for the diapers, I think this is a chance for our communities to come together, unify, put political or religious ideologies aside, and send a really positive message to those in need this holiday season that we're going to do something big. Working together and building relationships, community members who might not otherwise work together. It's about healing. It's about doing something very large in a large scale. And the ultimate goal is to get as many businesses and community members involved as possible, so that way we can continue to support organizations like Anna Marie's and Lutheran Social Services in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, yeah, we're all different, but we're all the same because, you know, everybody poops.
There's a book about it. It's really well, it's a wonderfully written book. It really is.
Especially babies, you know, and, you know, whatever. There's all those, you know, the commercials out there, the memes on the internet and all this stuff. You get a bunch of babies together. They're all just a bunch of babies. They might be different colors and genders and, you know, whatever, but they don't know anything different. They're babies. They're exploring the world. And then, yeah, we learn those things as we go on that end up becoming problems later. So it's kind of a thing. But starting out with the babies, taking care of the babies, why not?
And my background is in campaigning, issue-based campaigns, political-based campaigns. But I really hate politics. That's why I'm in it. I kind of like to change the narrative. And I think that as a community, we can really rally around the youngest in our community. That is an issue that I think we can all agree we need to help these children. And setting a number so large, we need more and more people to get involved, and that's going to expose thousands and thousands of people in the St. Cloud metropolitan area to the messages and goals of these organizations. I know that the Place of Hope Ministries really needs volunteers to help keep their shelter open. They provide a lot of resources as well in the community for people suffering with drug addiction, mental health issues, emergency housing, as well as the Salvation Army. Their shelter, I got a tour last year, and they provide a lot of services for the community as well. And so I really wanted to highlight to the community many, many ways that we can get involved. Putting politics aside, there are ways that we can help people here and now in the community. And there's so many wonderful organizations like the ones we just mentioned that we can support. Get active, get involved. And if you go to their websites and online resources, they have lists of other ways that we can get involved well beyond this diaper drive. And we can bring in Baby New Year with 100,000 diapers and continue that community solidarity well into the new year.
And speaking of that community solidarity, Justin, you reached out to a lot of different organizations, but yet all of our organizations work together. So Connie's saying, you know, hey, size 5, 6, 7 diapers. If one of our organizations is out or running low of diapers, we all are. So this is definitely a community-wide event that helps all of our organizations help women, children, homeless, those experiencing chemical dependency issues, mental health issues. And Connie was saying the larger size diapers, we actually have an urgent need on the front page of our website that we are desperately in need of size 5 diapers. So it's, you know, it's a widespread problem. And Justin, you coming together, sharing this idea and reaching out to businesses and community members, just want you to know how much we appreciate that.
Well, I'll speak to that as well, that this was just an idea that could not be executed if it wasn't for the amazing team of volunteers that have come together. I'd say that there's about 25 active volunteers on this project. More and more people continue to join because I think of the message, because of the organizations that are involved.
Well, why don't you speak to that just a little bit? The, you know, how did you get the volunteers coordinated? How did they kind of gel?
Well, there's this wonderful thing that human beings have the capacity to do, and that's asking for help. And when you ask for help and you reach out to people and you're not afraid to do something on a large scale, you'll be amazed to see how much love and support there is in a community. So this idea came based off of an experience that I had a few years ago where I witnessed a domestic assault in St. Cloud and reached out and began to realize that diapers were a huge need in the community. And so this year I wanted to go bigger. And we have a coalition of businesses. We've got about a dozen businesses, which include the Good Earth Food Co-op, the Minnesota Street Market out in St. Joe, the Central Minnesota Boy Scouts office out in Sartell, the Paramount Theater Box Office, the Pioneer Place. And these businesses just keep joining our coalition because businesses want to make sure that the people that support them are being supported in the community as well. And like I said, we can all agree that babies poop, and that's a constant need. But also, I think that when we look at children, there's something so innocent there, and it's such a tragedy when kids go without. And so it's building bridges, it's bringing businesses together, communities of faith, and people are flocking to this idea, and they want to do more. They're reaching out to their congregations, they're reaching out to other businesses. And honestly, I might have put the idea out there, but it's snowballing now, and it's out in the community. And we have the next 3 weeks to not only reach the goal of 100,000 diapers, but to really strengthen St. Cloud and Central Minnesota communities from Sartell, Sauk Rapids, Waite Park, and the St. Cloud metropolitan area. I hope that this is a platform for us to continue to engage the organizations that are on the front lines of helping those in need in St. Cloud and the surrounding area.
I would like to mention, and I think Kim would agree, that our programs don't have the funds to purchase diapers and wet wipes. We have to save our funds for, with Crisis Nursery, the emergency child care. That's what we're here for. So we don't have the money to pay for diapers and wet wipes, and Anna Marie's is not either. So all these items that are donated right back to the family members that we serve. There is no money raised with the diapers and the wet wipes, and that's huge. And I really appreciate all the support and the exposure, because the more people that know about Crisis Nursery and Anna Marie's, the more people that we can serve. So thank you for that great opportunity.
Absolutely. I agree with that. So, Justin, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one asking this question, but so people who are interested in bringing diapers and bringing things, where do we go?
Yeah, because those take up a lot of space.
Well, we are going to be with our business coalition, and you can find out more online. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website for participating businesses where you can drop off diapers, or you can order diapers online and have them shipped directly to these businesses. And we're going to have volunteers go to these businesses and drop these diapers off in real time. To store 100,000 diapers, that's a lot of space. But like Connie and Kim just said, they're in need now. So mm-hmm. as soon as these diapers come into us, we're going to make sure that they get evenly distributed to these organizations. And also, if one organization is in a higher need of a specific size, we'll make sure that we get that resource to them. So when it comes to community members, check us out on Facebook or our website. You can go to businesses like I mentioned. Cream City Tattoo, for example, my friend Scarlett, she's a mother. Her son just turned one. And when she found out about this, she was thrilled to open her doors to other mothers in need. So places like Cream City Tattoo, downtown St. Cloud, you can either drop those diapers off in person. You can have them shipped there from online resources as well. And our goal is to get these diapers delivered between now and the new year, and also continue community support through these businesses and have them reach out through their networks. So if you want to find more information, view us online. You can stop into participating businesses like the ones I had just mentioned. And another thing to add is we've gotten three more businesses today alone who will be drop-off sites.
Yeah, it's a continual. Well, what businesses are those?
Well, at the top of my head, we've got the Good Earth Food Co-op, Cream City Tattoo, the Minnesota Street Market out in St. Joe. We've got the Paramount Theater, as well as the Pioneer Place Theater downtown. Edina Realty is one of our drop sites, as well as Minnesota Legal Services, and a few others that I'm forgetting because there's quite a few of them now.
And it keeps growing, too. And that's, I think, kind of the really neat nature of this about how, 100,000 diapers. I think that's going to actually be kind of easy because people just jump on. They're like, that's a great idea. We'll be a part of that. People just want to drop off diapers, and then we can make a phone call or send an email to someone, and then people will come pick them up and there you go. I think it'll happen.
Well, and one thing I ask for community members too, listening out there in Radio Land, is that if I buy a package of diapers, that makes a huge impact. But there's ways that you can multiply your impact. During the holiday season especially, please reach out to your friends, your family, your personal networks, especially with the miracle of social media and spreading messages. If you purchase a package of diapers and get 10 other people to do the same, that makes a huge impact. You just multiplied the impact that you've made in the community. And
it's like exponential.
Exponential growth.
Simply by doing that. And then it's a lot easier for, 10 or 100 people to do something than it is for one person to do something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, I hear there's coupons.
There are coupons. Actually, between now and the 12th of December at Target, if you buy two large packages of their diapers, they'll give you a $20 gift card. So I suggest folks go to Target, buy those two large diapers. You can either use that gift card to buy more diapers, or you could in-kind donate those gift cards to the Anna Marie Shelter or to Lutheran Social Services so they can go out and purchase other needs. It's a great deal. We're going to be spreading as much awareness about other specials that are going to be going around in the community as well. And I know that we're editing this, but one thing I also want to say about diapers too, is that the one thing that, I've heard from community members and positive feedback through this is that, we are always asked for money. We're always asked to give money, and, The tangible idea that this package of diapers in my hand is literally going to support a young person in our community, people feel this really profound sense of a tangible change. When we give money, we might not know exactly where it's going to, but we know exactly where these diapers are going. And that was something that I thought was really positive feedback from the community.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust, exactly. And it is. It's that concrete thing, you know, because, you know, who knows what the administrative dynamics of any organization is. And you can, you know, people will be like, well, if I give them $20, how much is that going to go to service as or something like that? And but yeah, the diapers, yeah, there's only one use for a diaper.
Really. This goes directly to the bums.
Yep,
absolutely.
And I would actually like to give a space for both Connie and Kim to talk about, after 2015 ends and we get done with this diaper drive, what are other ways that community members can help out Anna Marie's Alliance and Lutheran Social Services?
Well, I know for me, I've been with the organization, it'll be close to 10 years, and started out as an advocate, then a criminal justice intervention advocate, now manager of volunteer services. So I've kind of seen things from different sides of Anna Marie's Alliance. We truly couldn't do what we do without our volunteers, not just people who are donating money and in-kind donations, but also donating their time. We have a lot of different opportunities. We have child mentors available where you can come and play with the kids. We encourage men to also apply for that because everyone needs a positive male role model in their life. We have weekend cooking crew opportunities to share a meal with our women and children and staff. We have women support advocates. We have group activities if you want to come and play bingo or do a craft project or something like that. We have all of those opportunities. You can certainly look us up on our website, which is www.annamaries.org, or also give us a call.
Awesome. And Connie, how about Lutheran Social Services? What do you guys got going on?
And just to clarify, I'm one program under Lutheran Social Service.
Right.
So I run the crisis nursery here in central Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Our needs are not just financial and dollars and the diapers, like Kim said, but crisis nursery would not be here without the support of our volunteers. The volunteers, they keep me sane so that I can watch my mental health as well.
Yes.
And so they staff the crisis hotline from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and on weekends. So they help the crisis nursery stay alive and offer services 24/7 to families in need. I'm also in need of licensed providers, whether it be Stearns or Benton County, to offer the support and the child care for the children that are in need. So I need licensed providers and volunteers to staff the crisis hotline. And the exposure is amazing because, like I had said earlier, the more people that know about crisis nursery services, the more that we can help to prevent child abuse and neglect.
Mm-hmm. And it is kind of a simple thing to do, just get involved. Absolutely. And Justin, for people who want to get involved with the diaper drive here, just give some information about how to do that once again.
You can contact me personally on my cell phone at 320-250-6630 to find out more ways that you can help organize in your own networks. Between faith outreach, faith communities have been very supportive of our activities, reaching out to as many congregations as possible, regardless of religious affiliations. If you know any business contacts, having businesses reach out through their social media profiles as well casts a huge web. And essentially, we're going to need people to pick up diapers to drop them off at these different locations. We have several different ways to help out with the diaper drive. But highlighting, again, what Connie and Kim just said is I really want to use this event as a way of getting more people involved now so that way they can come in contact with these organizations and find out ways that they can get more involved. Right now, the world seems a very dark place. I think that we can all agree the news in the last several weeks has been very trying and very heavy on a lot of our hearts. And I think that St. Cloud and communities all across the country are looking for ways to get involved, to give back, to feel a sense of humanity and community that I think we're so desperately needing right now. So for me personally, get involved with the diaper drive is a way of kind of platforming yourself into getting involved with other organizations who desperately need your time. And I think what we're looking for right now is not a political solution necessarily, but a human solution in ways that we can grow together as a community here in St. Cloud. And hopefully we can send a message to the rest of the state and the rest of the country that by coming together, we can find not only healing, but solutions to a lot of the problems that we face today.
Well, absolutely, because it's one of those things where it's like, well, how do you define healing right there? And, you know, on my way in here today, I was listening to, you know, a call-in news show, and everybody was discussing a certain, you know, presidential candidate and that rhetoric. And I was just like, nope, I got to turn this, and flipped over to another music radio station that wasn't exactly KVSC, and they babbled for a little bit, and then they got into the Beatles, you know, All You Need Is Love. And, you know, it's one of those things. Where are you putting your energy? And it's, you know, sometimes it can be frustrating because you don't know how to, you know, make that difference. But, you know, I think with the diaper drive, that's a pretty easy way to, that's a good door to open. And what's on the other side of that door?
I hope we find out.
Oh, excellent. Well, anything else you guys want to say about anything? Because we're at a pretty good spot here.
I just, Justin, I'd like to say thank you for helping to bring this idea to fruition. I'd like to thank KVSC for putting it out there and getting it known more. Connie, I want to thank you for what Crisis Nursery does for not only our women and children, but the entire community. I want to thank you.
Well, now, Kim, how can I top that? I'll just ditto what she said. But, no, thank you, Justin. I'm not sure how you heard about Crisis Nursery. We're a very small program in our community, but I really appreciate that. I don't know if you Googled or whatever or if you heard of our services through someone else, but like I had said, the exposure that we're getting through this is priceless to our program. And I would like to share a typical month for Crisis Nursery is 22 to 25 days of care. In October of this year, we served 53 days of care. And I'm the only paid staff. So it was my volunteers that kept me sane during the month of October.
Oh, wow.
So thank you so much, Justin, and KVSC and Kim as well. Anna Marie's is a fantastic program in our community, and without all of you, we wouldn't be here today, so thank you.
Right on. Well, excellent. Well, thank you all for talking today, and we'll, yeah, good luck with the diaper drive, 100,000 diapers here in St. Cloud.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, thanks, Connie. We're pretty good. I'm going to, could you, what is your guys' website again? Can I find that right off of Lutheran Social Services?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'll track that down. I will link to that off of, when we put this up as a podcast, because it's going to be a podcast as well. And, you know, you can do all that. Do you have an email address you can give to me real quick?
CONNI.ORTH. At, here comes the tricky part, LSS for Lutheran Social Service, MN for Minnesota, .org, CONNI.ORTH at LSSMN.org.
Excellent, excellent. I didn't write it down, but I recorded it, so
okay.
I'll just
That's
listen
fine.
To it.
That's a good cheaty way.
Yep. Oh, I do that a lot. Just say it real slow. I'll get it eventually. Yeah.
There you go.
Connie, I just wanted to say thank you as well as to Kim. It was really great to have this opportunity to have a community conversation about your programs. And to give you an answer, Connie, I looked. I was looking for programs that serviced children in St. Cloud, and I think that's another goal of this event is to get people to look at what's happening in St. Cloud. Don't just look at your news feed on Facebook. Don't just read what's happening in the newspaper. Get out there and look, because there is an army of helpers out there. One of my favorite quotes from Mr. Rogers was when he was a child, he talked to his mom about all the bad things in the news, and he said, his mother said to him, look for the helpers. Wherever there's bad news, go find the helpers because they're out there. And if we, as a community, go out and actually see that St. Cloud is a beautiful community that is actively engaged in addressing these issues, that's how I found you. And I want other people to find you in programs like you. So thank you both for the work you do, and especially the Salvation Army, Place of Hope Ministries, as well as Catholic Charities. They service thousands of people. And without you, I don't know if we would have enough hope to continue on with some of these folks.
It would be a far darker place.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you guys with a bunch of diapers here, hopefully in the next couple weeks.
Can't wait.
You could dash them in my bathroom, Justin.
Fours and fives and sixes. I'm going to blast that out there. Target is going to be completely ransacked, hopefully. So have a good rest of your day, Connie.
Thank you. Cool.
Take it easy.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye-bye.